This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I am the warrior, and I'm with you for the next 3 hours. Some of the big news stories all around this country, and there's many of them. There are only two things that would make it easy to be a talk show host. One was the reelection of President Trump. That made life easy, right? The last 4 years have been so easy. I don't know how talk show hosts and late-night comedians are going to survive without Donald Trump to talk about, or in the case of late-night comedians, without Donald Trump to kick around. Or how about Democrat politicians? You know, without Donald Trump to kick around, I don't know any of them are going to survive. But the second best thing to having Trump around is having Biden around. Because Biden is the third term of Obama, and I sure had no lack of things to say for 8 years under Obama. Everything he ever proposed was pure insanity. And so it gave me a lot of fire. And so here we are again. I should have lots of fire for the next 4 to 8 years, no question about that. Joe Biden today said America is safer when transgender Americans can serve openly in the military. Now, let me stress this, okay? I'm probably the most pro-gay conservative that there is on radio or TV since the beginning of my career. I've never been anti-gay. I don't care if you want to be gay. Two men want to be with two men. Two women want to be two women. It doesn't matter if I find it weird. It doesn't matter if I want to vomit when I see them making out. I never stop you. And I've never hurt you. And I've never tried to keep you from having a job. But I've always argued that transgenders in the military is a bridge too far. That it looks ridiculous. It's inane. It's insane. It makes America look like a joke. And most importantly, they're not joining the Army because they're patriots. They're joining the Army because it's the one place, they can, other than prison, where they can get a free sex change operation, which costs $150,000 on the American taxpayer. So all these guys and girls were mixed up and confused, and they're men living in women's bodies and women living in men's bodies. They're going to join the military and get all their hormone therapy free for a year, and then when they're ready to transition, they can have their surgery, $150,000 paid by you and me, the taxpayer. That's all this is, and we all look like idiots. Can you imagine what China's saying right now? Communist China, you know, where they don't like you, they kill you, they put you in an internment camp, and then they incinerate you, or a lifetime of hard labor. Can you imagine what they're going to say when they hear America's now got transgenders openly in the army, and that's what keeps us safe? My gosh, can you imagine? I could just hear the Chinese communist speaking now. They've got an army of transgenders. Oh my God, I'm scared. I mean, they might die. It's possible China could die over this because they'll die laughing. It's the most ridiculous, absurd thing I've ever heard. America's safer when transgender Americans can serve openly. No, actually, America was very safe in World War II with a bunch of really macho males who love killing people. That's what the Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Air Force are all about. We need macho males filled with testosterone. And yes, it's actually men with penises, not men with vaginas. That's what makes America strong. That's who won the Civil War. That's who won the Revolutionary War, the American Revolution. That's who won every war, World War I, World War II. You name it, men with testosterone, real straight men, not transgender men with a vagina and high heels in a foxhole. Sorry, it's just ludicrous, but they're only there to get a free sex change operation. So it's just the most ridiculous thing ever, and of course, this wasn't Biden just talking. He issued an executive order today repealing the, quote, discriminatory ban on transgender people serving in the military. It's simple. America's safer when everyone qualified to serve can do so openly and with pride. It's just so ridiculous. I don't even know what to say. I've always been pro-gay. If you want to be gay, I don't care. It's fine with me. I have nothing against gay men. Nothing. But transgender is a whole different story, A, because it's ridiculous. They don't know if they're a man or a woman. They're confused. I believe it's mental illness. It's clearly mental illness. And most importantly, because they're just going to use the Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Air Force to get free sex change operations. And then the third thing is, it's going to cause such poor relations, so much controversy, so many problems, so much discord among the soldiers. None of the straight males want to be in a foxhole with a transgender. This is ridiculous, and it's asking for so many problems and so much trouble and so much hazing and bullying and discord in the ranks. It's ridiculous. Next, Biden may force American taxpayers to foot the bill for San Francisco homeless hotels. San Francisco hotels used to house homeless people may be fully funded by the federal government this year thanks to an executive order signed by Biden last Thursday. Under the order, certain kinds of emergency housing for the homeless are eligible to be fully reimbursed through September. San Francisco has one of the highest homeless populations in the nation, spends about $18 million a month to house 2,200 people in 25 hotels across San Francisco. And so now we're going to pay for it. I think it's safe to say we'll apply for now till September for those that are eligible, said City Controller Ben Rosenfield. His team is waiting on more detailed guidance from FEMA. Can you imagine, this is a FEMA issue. I mean, this is insane. Again, as usual, guess what causes all those homeless? Liberalism. That's the reason they're all homeless in San Francisco and San Jose, Los Angeles, San Diego. Lots of homeless because of liberal policies. And speaking of which, didn't I tell you? I told you so. I've argued for months and months and months since February, since I knew COVID pandemic was coming. Late February. And I knew they wanted to lock down. I knew they wanted to stop kids from going to school. And I knew it would cause so many suicides. And this doesn't even begin to address suicides in society. This is only suicides with kids. But I was right about everything. Las Vegas is moving to reopen schools. Coincidence that happens right after Biden's now president. Now you go back to school amid a rise in student suicides. One of the largest districts in America, school districts, I think we're number four in America, Las Vegas. My town here, my adopted hometown, is planning to phase back into in-person learning following a rise in student suicides. As of December, Clark County School District in Las Vegas, 18 student suicides compared to 9 last year. School district is the fifth largest in America. There we go. I thought it was the fourth. It's the fifth largest. And the guy who runs it, the county superintendent, Jesus Jara, says when we started to see the uptick of children taking their lives, we knew it wasn't just the COVID numbers we need to look at anymore. We have to find a way to put our hands on our kids to see them, to look at them. So now they want to bring students back to school. So number one, you liberals were wrong about everything. I told you it would cause massive spikes in suicide, drug addiction, teen pregnancy, you name it. Every bad stat in this world will go up with lockdowns and school closures. And I was right about all of it. Number two, all of a sudden you just notice now. It just so happens you notice when Trump isn't president anymore and the election's over and Biden finally is in the presidency safely. They didn't even, like, wait until November 4th. They waited until after January 6th to be absolutely certain Trump was not in the presidency. To start to reopen all the businesses and unlock down society and bring kids back from school. I mean, you just can't even believe all this stuff. You really can't. It's just incredible. Just incredible. Some other news that I think is very interesting. Let's see if I could find the Chicago story because the Chicago story goes, here it is, Chicago story goes along with the teachers in Las Vegas coming back. This story goes right along with it. Chicago teachers vote to strike against in-person instruction over COVID fear. So you don't think there's a lot of suicides in Chicago? You think it's only Las Vegas? What's in the water in Las Vegas that would make 18 kids commit suicide, but it's not happening in Chicago or New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco or any other big city? It's happening everywhere schools are closed. I guarantee you there's massive suicides. But in Chicago, the teachers vote to strike. By the way, I don't know that they won't do that in Las Vegas, too. For all I know, in Vegas, the teachers will strike because, you know, there's nothing cooler than a government employee that gets paid obscene salaries and ridiculous pensions for not working for the rest of their lives and ridiculous Cadillac healthcare packages that none of us could ever hope to get. And yet they don't want to show up for work. They want to collect that while they sit at home. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's just wonderful. I love these government employees. This is why I've always liked policemen and firemen, but especially policemen. Number one, they risk their lives. Teachers don't risk their lives. That's number one. Policemen risk their lives every second of every day. Firemen risk their lives several times a day, very often, too. But number two, policemen and firemen never stop going to work for COVID. They never said, oh, my God, I'm going to have to sit at home and on Zoom, I'll stop a crime. I'll stop a bank robbery on Zoom. I never heard a cop say that. They got in their car and they went to work. And you know what? I think like 100 policemen have died of COVID across this country. I mean, it, you know, again, there are close to a million policemen, I believe. So 100 dead out of a million is not a lot. But it is a lot because every policeman is precious. I don't want to lose one policeman. They were willing to face death, and some of them did, to keep us safe. But teachers can't manage to go into the classroom. It's ridiculous. And it just shows you almost every policeman I've ever met is a Republican conservative. That's why so many cops were at the so-called insurrection in Washington at the Capitol building. There were so many cops there because cops love Trump, and Trump loves cops, and conservatives like me love cops. Cops are all conservatives, and they work, and they work, and they work, and they don't cheat. They work. They go to work physically, COVID or not. Same thing with firemen, but not teachers' unions are all not just Democrat, not just liberal, but for the most part, Marxist, socialist, and communist. That's just teaching your kids, bunch of communists, and they don't want to come back to work. Because commies don't work. They want to sit home and collect their salary and pension. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need... And of course,
the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system.
And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Trump Rules is my latest bestseller, my 14th book. And in some ways you could say it's my 15th book or my 16th book because I also have a book in Japan. Power of Relentless was translated into Japanese and given a new title. And this book, Trump Rules, has already been sold to Indonesia. And the Indonesia publisher is trying to sell it to several other countries, including China and Vietnam and many others to come. So Trump Rules could be multiple books as well. But I've written 14 books here in the United States, and several of them were national bestsellers. This one's been number one in like 12 categories. Trump Rules, and it has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with Trump's winning a second term or anything like that. This book is about Trump the winner and the things he does to win, and sometimes when you win, you lose, but you come back stronger than ever before. And as an example, the media claims Trump lost. You and I don't believe it. You'd have to be a moron to believe Trump lost, but that's okay. Let's assume he lost. He won in 16, and he got 11 million more votes this time, despite 4 years of the most vicious, horrible, prejudiced media campaign in world history against anyone. Nobody's ever faced the media barrage of this guy. 4 years of hatred, hate speech against Trump. He's a Nazi, he's Hitler, he's KKK, he's white extremist, he's this, he's that. He's corrupt, he's a criminal, he's a tax cheat. He's in the pocket of Russia. I've never seen anything like it in my life. 4 years of that, and he got 11 million more votes than the first time. That's the winner. Donald Trump is still a winner. Say what you want. He's the biggest winner in history to overcome that kind of a barrage of hate and get 11 million more votes. It's amazing. And so I isolated the top 10 trends of Trump, and I put them in a book, and it shows you step by step how I use them in my life. It's really Wayne Root's rules as much as Trump's rules. I've adopted Trump's rules and played with them a bit, made them my rules, and that's what this book's about. how it changed my life as a small businessman and made me into a big-time winner that I never imagined, and how you could do the same. Trump rules. The biggest hypocrite story of the week. It's a great one. It's even better than Democrats building a gigantic wall around the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and guarding it with troops with machine guns. You know, they're against guns and they're against walls, but to protect themselves, it's machine guns and walls with barbed wire on top. But even better than that is all of us say it's impossible that Trump didn't win this election. It was stolen by mail-in ballots. Mail-in balloting is a disaster. It's an invitation to steal. There is no election security. And sure enough, as if on cue, Amazon comes out because they're having a vote on, you know, whether they're going to become a union or not. And Amazon says mail-in ballots are no good. No good. Jeff Bezos. Employees at Amazon's Bessemer, Alabama facility are scheduled to vote on unionization in February. And last week, the National Labor Relations Board ruled due to an outbreak of COVID, the election will be conducted by mail ballots. Sound familiar? Amazon filed an appeal January 21st asking the National Labor Relations Board to reconsider its decision, stating mail ballot election would disenfranchise workers because of its lack of security, and that the National Labor Relations Board failed to outline what constituted an outbreak. A mail-in ballot election is not secure and provides ample opportunity to cheat by stuffing ballot boxes with fraudulent votes. So shouldn't Bezos and Amazon, or is it Bezos? I don't know, Jeff Bezos, I guess. Bezos and Amazon, shouldn't they now file a court brief on behalf of President Trump in his upcoming impeachment trial? If it's so easy to cheat, then isn't it easy to cheat in our election? You mean only in an Amazon union election it's easy to cheat with mail-in ballots? It's not easy to cheat in a general election? How insane. But it's good to see this because you know what kind of frauds we're dealing with. And then the Supreme Court just ruled today. They dismissed the emoluments case against Trump. Basically, what rabid Democrat nutcases with Trump derangement syndrome were saying, just like the ones who were pushing for impeachment of a president who isn't the president anymore. It's impossible. Matter of fact, do you want to impeach a president who isn't the president anymore? Let's go impeach Obama. I got plenty of grounds. Let's go. Come on, I want to impeach Obama. But the same crazy people that went after Trump for Russia collusion that didn't happen, and the Ukrainian phone call problem that didn't happen, and tax cheating that didn't happen, and now him urging people to go kill Capitol policemen, which never happened, those same people went after Trump for making a profit while he was president. Supreme Court dismissed the Emoluments Clause lawsuits against Trump. They instructed lower courts to toss out opinions against Trump since he's no longer in office. Trump endured judicial harassment after rabid Democrats sued him over three years ago because foreign government officials stayed at Trump's D.C. hotel. The Emoluments Clause, a provision that bars U.S. presidents from accepting gifts from foreign governments without permission from Congress. The Supreme Court said, bye-bye.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Biden administration has re-implemented a travel ban to dozens of countries to stop the spread of coronavirus variants.
This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made the announcement today. The ban affects travelers who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. All international travelers ages 2 and up will have to present a negative coronavirus test result. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced this afternoon that the state's stay-at-home orders have been lifted.
We're seeing a flattening of the curve. Everything that should be up is up. Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs, testing starting to go back up, as well as vaccination rates in this state, but we are not out of the woods.
The easing of rules allows some businesses to reopen with restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The Lewandowski's on fire, too. Corey Lewandowski's with us, senior advisor to President Trump, best-selling author, and great to have him aboard. Friend of war. Hey, Corey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How are you, actually?
I'm great like you are, personally, but, of course, very depressed for the nation. I think that, you know, he set some sort of record, Biden. I've never seen a guy destroy a nation so quickly. I mean, he could take 4 years to destroy America. He didn't need to do it in 3 days. I've never seen so many horrible executive orders in such a short period of time. I don't remember Clinton doing it. I don't remember Obama doing it. I don't remember anybody I hated on the Democrat side doing so much damage so quickly to America and the U.S. economy and the military. With, you know, of course, transgenders, the military, that makes us feared all over the world, doesn't it?
Wayne, but here's the thing. We shouldn't be surprised. The Democrats told us exactly what they were going to do if they got power. If Bernie Sanders became the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, if the Democrats won those two races in Georgia, they told us exactly what they were going to do. They're going to make D.C. a state. They're going to make Puerto Rico a state. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. They're going to move this country left. Look. I agree with you that in the course of less than a week, the America First policy agenda that President Trump had has been thrown out the window. But that being said, I'm not surprised because this is going to be the most progressive, left-leaning administration in the history of this great republic. And he has the Senate and he has the House to support him to do it.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And I don't know where it's going to lead, but I don't want to live in this country, and I don't consider him my president. I don't see anything wrong with saying that, because that's what Democrats said for 4 long years. They were the resistance, and they wanted to be somewhere else, and I feel the exact same way. I mean, it's a terrible moment in America's history, and it's not like the same as when Obama was president. We were a pretty strong country when Obama became president, and I think in this case, we're still kind of weak, even though Trump created a great economy. There was so many people that lost their jobs from COVID, and so many small businesses have gone under because of COVID lockdowns in blue Democrat states, that a lot of people are very weak. And when you throw in higher taxes and more regulations and more illegals being let in and 1,000 new rules, I just think you're looking for, this is a small business disaster, and it's an employee disaster for jobs. I don't think we're going to recover from this, as opposed to Obama, where I always knew there'd be light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know that there's any light at the end of this tunnel.
Wayne, what did we hear for a year? Follow the science. You must follow the science. We must keep children out of school. It's the only solution, right? We must close all these businesses. They must stay closed. That's all you heard from the media. That's all you heard from the left-wing pundits. Day after day after day. And I've gone back and I've looked at the polling data, which said if the number one issue to you in the last 2020 election was the world of COVID, Joe Biden won hands down by double digits over Donald Trump because of what was perceived to be his strength. Now what do we see, Wayne? Less than
open
a week of the Biden administration. Open the schools up. The kids have to be in school. It's the only way. There's been no case of COVID in the schools. Stop the people dining on the sidewalks. Let the businesses open. The whole thing is a farce. And look, COVID is very real, and it will kill you if you don't take precautions. And it impacts everybody differently. But this notion that we were doing things for the health and safety of the American people was just not true. Donald Trump's election was determined because of it. And now these mayors across this country and these governors are saying it's time to open up the economy because they know that the Biden administration is here and it was all a ploy.
Well, and they also know, which I pointed out from day one, that without businesses being open, there is no money for the government. So how do you give welfare, food stamps, aid to dependent children, anything that you consider to be government and government employees and government pensions and government health care? How do you pay for all that if there is no tax money coming in? So the fact is all these blue states are completely bankrupt, whereas Texas and Florida kept relatively open and they're doing relatively okay with the economy. New York and California and others like them, Illinois, are completely bankrupt. So without us, there is no government. There's no tax revenues. So I think they finally all realized that they couldn't hold on any longer because they've got to get some money coming in, right?
Well, look, you look at the unemployment rate in South Dakota, which was announced this week, is now lower than it was pre-COVID. It's under 3%, the unemployment
That's
rate
amazing.
In South Dakota. Because they
didn't even hear that. That's right. Corey, I didn't hear that news.
It's amazing. But hey, Wayne, I did not hear one state employee, one county employee, one municipal employee getting laid off during the world of COVID. Did you? I didn't. What I saw was small businesses being forced to close, but they didn't reduce the size of government. They didn't reduce the scope of government. They reduced nothing. So if you've got a municipality that's got 25 health inspectors because the restaurants are all supposed to be open, and then the world of COVID, they're all closed, what are those people doing all day long? They're still living off of our taxpaying dollars, and they did nothing. And these guys perpetuated that scam for a year. And I think every governor almost in America, less maybe a handful, should be challenged for the draconian policies that put small businesses out of work. And those are both Republicans and Democrats alike.
So here's my question, and this is my problem. I've got all these listeners and fans who really do, they're very passionate, they're very interactive, they really do love the show and love me, and they send me messages all day long. And so I read 1,000 emails a day. I can't answer them all anymore, but I read them all to find out what people are thinking. Corey, all the people on our side, conservatives, middle class, salt-of-the-earth people, wonderful people that love President Trump, they're all depressed right now because they think they worked so hard and they wrote checks and they went to rallies and they spoke to their neighbors. And remember, Trump got 11 million votes more than last time. Forget about cheating for a minute. Just if you just accept the results as is, he got 11 million more votes. So we all feel like we did our part and we're tired. We're exhausted. And there's no point ever doing it again because they cheated and they won and nobody called them on it. Now you're not allowed to say they cheated. It's total censorship. If cheating is allowed and rigging of elections is allowed, most people on our team don't believe there's any point in ever going out and voting again. I think that's what defeated us in Georgia, to be honest with you. I think we would have won Georgia, except a lot of good conservatives felt like, oh my God, Trump won. He probably won by a landslide, but yet they say he lost and no one's going to ever enforce it. No one's going to prison. Biden will be president. What good is us voting anymore? What do you say to people like that? I don't even know what to say, because how are we going to win Congress back if Democrats have learned how to cheat and no one punishes them?
Well, Rand Paul had this interview, and I don't know if you saw it yesterday, with George Stephanopoulos, where he
basically heard about
said,
it.
You know, George, you're calling every person who voted for Donald Trump a liar. You're saying there was no fraud. And what Rand Paul is saying is, hey, let's go investigate this. Let's find out about these secretaries of state who changed the laws when they weren't allowed to because it didn't go through the legislature. Let's go and look at the places in Wisconsin that tens of thousands of people had their names on the ballots but no addresses, and in previous elections, those would have been thrown out. Let's go and investigate if there was fraud in multiple places. Look, Wayne, I know this for certain because I was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Specifically in Philadelphia.
I remember.
We know that people who were dead voted. And when I raised specific names to the media, showed them the case in point, this person requested a ballot after they had been dead. You know what they said to me, the media? Person after person after person? Well, we contacted that family and they said they voted for Trump. So what do you care? I said, that's not the point. The point is, it's your job to go and investigate this, not Corey Lewandowski's job. It's your job to go and show that if dead people are voting, that's called voter fraud. And I looked at 10 funeral homes in a one-week period of time, and I found people who were dead who were voting. And they said, well, yeah, but it's so small, it's so minor, it shouldn't matter, it didn't affect the outcome. Look, there is widespread opportunity to change the system for the worse, and they did it under the guise of COVID. And if we don't go back to voting in person, or the way Florida does it, we can never be successful. And the most hypocritical thing I have seen in the last year now is that Jeff Bezos, the second richest man in the world, refuses to allow people who want to form a union in his company to vote via mail. He's saying, if you want to vote, you must be in person or else we can't validate the integrity of the election process. How ironic is that, Wayne?
It's crazy, ironic. It's sick. It's, this whole thing doesn't make sense. If you can't vote mail-in ballot for an Amazon unionization, how can you vote mail-in ballot in the United States? And the key is to all of it, by the way, was voter ID. And I'm to this day, look, you know, there's no one who is more celebratory and defending and championing of Donald Trump than Wayne Allyn Root all day long, hours and hours a day on Newsmax TV, 750 shows for 3 years. I hosted their number one show on national radio everywhere. I love Trump, but I don't understand. If you could tell me, Corey, why did he never fight for voter ID. Why didn't he do an executive action for voter ID when he realized that, you know, Republicans had lost the House? But the first 2 years we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the presidency, we supposedly had the Supreme Court. Why didn't we go for voter ID then? And when we missed the window, why didn't he use an executive action and say for federal elections, there has to be voter ID? I just don't get why Trump didn't do that. It would have changed everything.
Let me tell you why, Wayne. I'll tell you, it's the same basic premise that we have had the problem with since the day the guy took the oath of office 4 years ago. You know what it was? He was surrounded by people who didn't believe in him, who used their positions inside the government to benefit themselves. They didn't care about the Make America Great Again slogan. They didn't care about the America First agenda. And they didn't want to see him be successful. And, Wayne, I hate to say it, there were dozens of these people. And the problem is President Trump was too trustworthy, too trusting, too honest to have these people around him, and they used their resources to prevent him from accomplishing things. They would say to him, sir, you can't do that. I know you're the president of the United States, but it's too hard, and we have to work with Congress. Look, what we found out is we had a terrible Speaker of the House in Paul Ryan. We blew 2 years of getting real legislative accomplishments done under the Republican majorities when we had the House and the Senate and the White House, and the American people threw Congress out because of that. And then 2 years later, they threw the USN out and Donald Trump out because he didn't fall through on some of the commitments that he made because his staff did him a disservice every single day, including at the end on some of those pardons.
All right, Corey, I don't know what else to say, but it's a difficult time for me to be on the radio 3 hours a day and try and explain to people that we lost and now your life's over. You're ruined. Your job's gone. Your business is gone. Trump's gone. He's got billions of dollars. He'll be okay. But the rest of us are completely screwed. Everyone wants to know what happened. No one gets it. I don't have the answer, Corey. Nobody does, but I'm glad you're around to throw a little context in. Corey Lewandowski, Senior Advisor to President Trump, best-selling author. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber, TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Awesome and amazing year. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, and I'm here to encourage you this year, no resolutions. No, we know those all fail, right? Come on. You did those for the last 10 or 20 years, and you never kept one, and neither did anybody else. So this year, let's have a revolution that changes, that sticks, that stays. Make this the year you can check off the box. I got off all my medication. I lost all of my fat. I got back my flat belly, and I'm the shape and size I always dreamed I'd be, and I am healthy from the inside out. This is your year of revolution. So join tens of thousands that have succeeded. Reach out to us. Just go on our website and click the red button on EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Or call us directly at 888-4-895.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Our nation is in such turmoil, our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. Now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, not 5%, not 15%. Hear me clearly, 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. I drink it all day. Plus liquid vitamin D complex. I take it all day. Premium probiotic formula. I take it all day. Natural immune support. Ditto. This bundle of products handpicked specifically by me for you at 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health, and they can do the same for you. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and choose the Root Freedom Bundle to save 50% now. FreedomHealthAlliance.com. So last week I discussed something called the Patriot Party, and I said, you know, it might be time for something like that, and maybe Trump will be involved with it. But it turns out he's not. There was reports over the weekend he was involved with the Patriot Party. Now it turns out he's not. And that could be really good, because in the end, the only way to win an election is to be inside the Republican Party, right? And inside the Republican Party, we've got to take it over. You've just got to get rid of all the rhinos. And so Trump is now talking about staying in the Republican Party and primarying every bad person that went against him. And I'm with him. Now, that's a good idea. I would have been with him with the Patriot Party, but I think the odds are you just can't win a presidential election with anything but, in this system, Republican or Democrat. So if you're going to stay in the Republican Party, you're going to try and beat in a primary all the people that betrayed us and backstabbed Trump, that's good. Former President Trump has reportedly tabled the idea of moving forward with a third party, as he now believes he will not be convicted in the Senate and is instead turning his focus to assisting primary challenges against never-Trump Republicans. The New York Times reported Sunday in the last 24 hours, New York Times, believe it or not, after floating through a few folks that he was considering creating a third party as a way to keep Senate Republicans in line ahead of impeachment, Trump has been talked out of that as making clear to people around him he isn't pursuing it. President Trump has started to believe there are fewer votes to convict than there would have been if the vote had been held almost immediately after January 6th. So there's just 10 never-Trump House Republicans led by Liz Cheney, daughter of Dick Cheney, Republican of Wyoming. And those Republicans will be among the primary targets of Trump's political influence, fundraising, and rallies in the coming months and years. One of Trump's most loyal and senior administration officials, former ambassador and acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, told Newsmax's The Count on Saturday that Trump has told him personally numerous times he does want to run again, but he emphatically rejects talk of a new Patriot Party, saying that Trump needs the Republican Party as much as the Republican Party needs him. And so, look, I'm all for a Patriot Party. I'm all for staying in the Republican Party. Whichever one is more effective for us to win back seats, I'll go with it. Okay? It's as simple as that. But I need someone to answer the question. How do you win back seats if they cheat and they steal and they rig? If elections are rigged, then no matter how hard you work, no matter how much money you spend, no matter what you do, you could kill yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years ahead of an election. How do you win if it's all rigged? And I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. The only answer is I'll worry about rigs for the presidential election 4 years from now. But on a statewide basis, other than Georgia, they stole a Democrat state, Pennsylvania, from Trump. They stole a Democrat state, Wisconsin, from Trump. They stole a Democrat state, Michigan, from Trump. They stole a Democrat state, Nevada, from Trump. And they flipped Arizona. Again, I think you have terrible people in charge of Arizona. Terrible governor, terrible secretary of state, terrible people in charge of Georgia. They all sold out. They're all bad people. And so other than that, it's mostly Democrat states. You can't cheat us in the other states. So I guess you just have to win as many congressional seats as you can and U.S. Senate seats in the other states. And hopefully that's enough to win. I don't know what else to say. I know this. The country agrees with me. At least a third of the nation believes Joe Biden stole the election unchanged from December. Now, let me tell you, when it says a third of the nation, this is a mammoth poll. Mammoth is a mammoth fraud. Mammoth is so full of crap that every poll they have is crooked. I mean, just crooked, crooked, crooked. Again, this is my opinion, but crooked, crooked, crooked. They were the ones who always said in the 2016 election that Trump was 10 points behind, Trump was 15 behind, Trump was 20 behind. Mammoth cannot be trusted. So when they say one-third of the nation believes Biden stole the election, that means one-half of the nation believes Biden stole the election. But even with Mammoth, it's a third. And even with Mammoth, among Republicans, 72% believe the election was rigged. And the result is unchanged since November. Unchanged. So that still means two-thirds of all Republicans, even in a crooked poll, two-thirds of all Republicans and one-third of the nation believes the election was stolen. People are not that stupid. They really aren't. They know what happened. Anybody could see what happened. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root will be back for hour number two in just a few minutes. Don't forget my books, Trump Rules, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. Again, it's not about politics. It's about being a winner. And by the way, whether we control this country or whether the Democrats control it, you got no choice. You got to make money. Trump Rules is all about more money. The Benjamins, baby.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Root,